too small to make a difference? Greta Thunberg's 2019 publication No One Is Too Small to Make a Difference sets out her views on climate change, and the reason why she sparked off a massive student protest all over the world. It contains some ideas which socialists will be sympathetic to. In one speech, for example, to the United Nations Climate Change Conference, she said, "We are about to sacrifice our civilization for the opportunity of a very small number of people to continue to make enormous amounts of money. We are about to sacrifice the biosphere so that rich people in countries like mine can live in luxury. But it is the sufferings of the many which pay for the luxuries of the few." The chapter about addressing the Houses of Parliament in April shows her rising frustration. It is titled, "Can You Hear Me?" and repeatedly makes plain that the existing political order is incapable of listening to the demands of the youth, because it would mean tearing up their most hallowed beliefs, free enterprise, the profit motive and the divine right of the corporations, to wreck the environment, to make a fast buck. If you are looking for a worked out, detailed socialist analysis of how capitalism drives climate change, this is not the book for you. If you want an insight into the passion which drives the hundreds of thousands of people who are seeking to fight for a future, then it is Derek McMillan, Worthing, Sussex.